Hello and welcome to That Guy's a Maniac, the podcast DS. We are a podcast about video games. My name is Richie, and with me, as always, is Farley, aka Kunzy11, who will say hello and tell you where to find us on the internet.
Hello, sports fans. Yeah, you can find most of our ramblings and writings at www.thatguys.co.uk, and you can find us on most of the socials at That Guy's a Maniac, all one word, all lowercase.
Fantastic. So every season, we tend to deep dive into a year within games. I think our first one we peaked.
Wait, no, wait. I've got a bag here.
You've got a bag. Oh crap. Yeah, you've got a bag. Sorry.
I've got a bag of D's.
You've got a bag of D's. Can I reach into your bag of D's?
Pick a D from my bag of D's.
Okay, I need to rummage around in your bag of D's.
Rummage.
I've pulled out Dragon.
Oh, Dragon. I have a bag of S's here. Let me scrimmage. I've pulled out Steel.
Okay, so we have to gear our episode about a particular year around Dragon and Steel.
Dragon, Steel. That's right, Richie. This is That Guy's a Maniac. DS. Do you know what DS stands for?
I believe the Nintendo DS used to have weird tie-ins with names of games.
Yes. DS stands for Data Stack, the novel technology that Nintendo squeezed into the handheld to process games much harder and faster. And there was a gimmick where DS games from other series, when they make a DS game, it would have a subtitle with begin with a D and an S. For example, Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Okay, we'll gloss over that one very, very quickly. Okay,
Gold.
Yeah.
Actually, it'd be. It was Heart Gold and Soul Silver, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dart Gold.
Dart Gold and Sold Silver.
You don't have to change.
Oh yeah, Sold Silver. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, I just realised that Heart Gold wasn't alliterative.
No. Maybe it was in Japanese.
Maybe it was. Good point. I'll look that up whilst you whatever you're doing.
I was actually just about to plug some of our older episodes. So, okay. In previous seasons, we've chosen a year to deep dive into and talk about the games that came out in that year and get nostalgic about the things that happened in those years. Which I've done, or just realized I've done zero research into. Have you done any research into what happened in the year that we've chosen?
No, you said you would.
Well, I've researched the games. Right. Okay, so Richie, the year that
set,
we...
Set the scene. Take us back to 2014. What was happening?
So, yes, the year we have chosen is 2014.
Readers, you might want to follow along by opening the 2014 Wikipedia page. And we'll see, because we'll probably go chronologically, right, Richie?
Yeah, absolutely chronologically. I would say one of the biggest events of 2014.
Was it Latvia adopting the euro?
It was Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
That was a thing in 2014. Remember Gangnam Style?
Not really, no.
No. We're too old for that. Okay, cool. There was a Scottish referendum in 2014.
How'd that go?
We voted to stay in the UK, and then a couple of years later, the UK decided to leave the EU.
Yeah, it wasn't a good choice, was it?
No, it really wasn't.
Conchita Wurst won Eurovision.
Ah, nice. So 2014 was an Austrian win. But where was that held? I don't know why I'm putting you on the spot when we've clearly done it. Copenhagen?
Yeah.
Ah, right, yeah. From the barefoot woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2014 World Cup. was in 2014.
Wow. And who won the 2014 World Cup?
It wasn't a World Cup in 2014.
It was held in Brazil. Yeah.
Germany won.
And yeah, Germany won to beat Argentina 1-0.
Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 crashed.
Yep, that did. And there was other sad news. There was school massacres and Apple delivering the iPhone 6. The usuals.
Yeah, huge.
Well, unfortunately, and rather sadly, it really is the huge in America.
Yeah.
Has there been a year where we haven't had one since or before? Anyway.
Music? Right. Music of 2014, Richie?
The music of 2014. Well, of course, we had Gangnam Style.
Oh, gee, that's like your one fact. I'm going to look up some music.
But we had some other big hits in 2014.
Like Rise Like a Phoenix.
Rise Like a Phoenix. We had Maps by Maroon 5. That one that gets stuck in your head.
That's okay.
And that, oh, God. The remake of Anaconda by Nicki Minaj. You know, where she talks about tossing salads.
God, this is when I just...
Or, what is it called? I Like Big Butts remake, and it's called Anaconda.
Stop listening to music then, I think.
Yeah. And then there was that other one which really, really got stuck in your head, which was, I'm all about that bass, no treble. Whatever that was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she going to anything else? She's still around?
This is a weird thing, because I know the name Meghan Trainor. I don't know why I know it.
Okay.
But it seems to always, like, be around. I don't know, did she do, like, a celebrity thing or something like that?
Oh, Let It Go was in the charts. But maybe that was in the charts since 2012, I don't know.
What, by the Beatles?
No.
Oh, no. As in Frozen, Let It Go?
I don't know. Idina Menzel? Is that Frozen?
There was Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Nice.
Music wasn't very good in 2014.
It wasn't. I was not engaged.
The music was shite, but were the games any good? Segue.
No.
No? Okay.
No good games. Actually... So I had a look at 2014, and it's a weird, for people of our generation, it's a weird year, because it's 9 years ago now.
Yeah.
Which should feel like a long time ago. And some of these games feel really, really old. And some of these games are like, oh, really? Is that 9 years old?
Yeah.
It's just like a weird purgatory.
It's weird because I was looking at it and I was thinking, ah, these are games that are like quite high up on my want to play list in my Steam library. And they've clearly been their want to play list for about 9 years.
Well, to be fair, it is Steam. So one of the things I saw was that Final Fantasy 13 came out for PC that year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when Final Fantasy 13 actually came out?
I'm going to say 2010.
2009.
Okay.
5 years. So you can knock, you know, 4 to 5 years off your Steam library.
Yeah. I bought it again for Steam, of course.
But, you know, those games probably came out in 2018, 2019 on Steam, so it's not too long ago.
I agree with you. I was looking at them all as well, and it's also a transitionary year as well, because it was the move from sort of like the Xbox 360 to the Xbox One, and the PS3 to the PS4.
And the PSP to the Vita?
Yeah, maybe.
The Vita is still going, but I think it wasn't. It wasn't when it came out, was it?
I don't know when the Vita came out, but it was a great little handheld. I was happy I owned one.
That's really sad. If you just type in Vita, it's not even anywhere near the top.
Wow.
2011. Okay, it's 3 years old.
Okay, okay.
Already abandoned by then.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost abandoned immediately. Like, the whole idea behind it was, it was too ahead of its time. It's like, here's a handheld for you, and it's just going to have little memory cards, and you just download the games you want for it. All right, okay. Nowadays, that's what everybody wants, and in fact, everybody does with their phones. But 2011, it was just like, whoa, this is weird, this is wrong. No, I want a cartridge.
I want a UMD. I want movies, I'm on a UMD.
Yeah. But yeah, like, the idea of an always-on handheld just wasn't going to happen. Always-online. So, like, basically, you play your Vita, you have to be online at some point. So you have to get it home, put the files and things like that you want on it, then you can take it outdoors. Whereas with mobile phones, you just got a constant connection all the time. I don't know. I feel like the Vita could do well in a new environment. In fact, we should have a new round of handhelds. Maybe some kind of DS.
Maybe flip phones are coming back.
Yeah. I mean, they're fine. Like, the whole idea of a flip phone was it was small and compact.
So video games of 2014.
Okay. Cheers.
Give me a video game that you played or liked from 2014.
That begins with Dragon.
Ideally, yes, but okay. I'll let you freestyle it, the first one.
Well, one of the ones that I played an awful lot of, and I don't know if you are talking about the same game, I really doubt it, was Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yay. Was that the good one? One of the good ones, or was it the bad one?
All of them were good.
Some of them, one of them was bad.
No, it wasn't bad. It got less reviews. So the second one,
less reviews. I only got like 8 reviews.
Yeah, no, sorry. The first one got quite a lot of acclaim. The second one moved to a bit more fluid combat rather than turn-based. And I think a few people didn't like that, but they were all good games. I don't think you'll see like Dragon Age 2 under 7 out of 10 or whatever. But again, probably I'm wrong. What was it I was saying? Final Fantasy 10-2. Or not 10-2, 13-2. Like, was really lowly rated, and you were like, oh, it's like 8 out of 10. Really, really high rated. But no.
And by critics.
Yeah, so you get Dragon Age Origins, which is the first one, and then Dragon Age 2, which is just as good a game, and in fact had a really, really cool bit of functionality which allowed you to import your save file from Dragon Age 1. So some of the choices that you had made in Dragon Age 1 would carry over, and you could even meet your character from Dragon Age 1 in Dragon Age 2. I thought that was
like
cool.
Pokemon. I mean, like Mass Effect.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they're the same game, same people, BioWare.
Do you know what? I've just learned about the Thedas, the world of Thedas.
Okay, what have you learned?
Dragon Age is set in the world of Thedas, an acronym for the Dragon Age setting.
Oh, I did not know that. That's an interesting little fact.
It is. It's almost DS as well.
Oh, yeah. The DS.
Thedas. Thedas.
But yeah, like, Dragon Age Inquisition, it's full of intrigue, it's very Games of Thrones-y. It has a really weird cult following as well, because it has the ability to sort of create and manage and make your own little RPG setting as well. So you can actually create events and do sort of like game mastery type, create your own game events in it as well. I never did any of that, but there's a few cult people. Well, yeah, it does have a following for it. Like, there are.
You know, it's also. I was listening to something the other day. Someone was a celebrity. I can't remember who it was picking whatever, 5 favorite games, and they said The Last of Us. I was like, oh, Last of Us, very big game. But they were talking about the multiplayer. I said, you just spent hours and hours on the multiplayer. I had no idea there was a multiplayer in The Last of Us. Did you?
I've never played it. It doesn't sound like a very good game.
Now, I wasn't thinking of Dragon Age Inquisition. I was thinking of Dragon Age The Last Court. Did you play that?
No. What is Dragon Age The Last Court?
The Last Court. It came out in 2014.
Okay.
It's a browser game.
It's a browser game. Yeah. I think we've had this conversation before, Farley, but I don't think we are going to include browser games.
It doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
It's a text-based free-to-play game. I'm going to play it right now.
Please don't play it right now.
You're a dragon. What should we call our dragon?
Thetis. No, yeah, okay, fine, Thetis. But spell it the DS.
Okay. Sorry, I interrupted. Was Dragon Age Inquisition the last Dragon Age?
Yes, but the new one is due out this year or next year.
After a 10 year hiatus, eh?
Yep.
So you're a big Dragon Age fan?
I quite like Dragon Age, yes. Do you remember we had this conversation on the podcast where I was talking about, do I gravitate towards space games or fantasy games?
Many times, yeah.
Yeah, and this is the crux of the argument. I enjoy Dragon Age more than I enjoy Mass Effect. So
I think you're in the minority in those two. I think, yeah. Dragon Age was extremely popular, but of those two, I think Mass Effect was very popular, but if you find the Dragon Age fan, they are a much hardcorer fan.
Yeah, you know, I mean, maybe, yeah.
Great.
Anyway.
Yeah, carry on.
No, you asked a question and I diverged. What did you ask again?
If you played Dragon Age the Fell Queen, The Last Court.
No, I have not. And you're playing the text-based browser game or something like that.
I was looking for it, yeah.
No, you asked something else. You said, am I a big Dragon Age fan?
Yeah.
And I responded with a very long-winded response. I quite like Dragon Age. I am looking forward to the next game. One thing, though, that I would say about Dragon Age Inquisition is I could not tell you what really happened in the plot at all.
Was there an Inquisition?
There definitely was an Inquisition. I remember there being a war room. I remember there being a race of people with horns.
Was the Inquisition, are we still in the Dragon Age or not? Was it about a geological survey?
I don't think it was that kind of an inquiry.
To determine whether the Dragon Age had ended. And it's you and three stratigraphers.
Oh, wow. I finally got what you're talking about now.
Looking about.
Is it a Dragon Epoch or is it a Dragon Age?
Dragon Era then? Are the dragons in Dragon Age?
Yes.
Nice.
Nice. And you fight them. And they're good. Well, they're not good, but they... Yeah, there are dragons. And I think Janeway turns out to be a dragon as well. Spoilers.
Spoilers. Talking about games for nerds. he says, recording a video game podcast.
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls Online also came out then.
Yes, it did.
And I can't remember if I've asked you in my dreams or in reality or on the podcast, the three planes of existence. Have you played Elder Scrolls Online? Because you like an Elder Scroll. You like your
I old scrolls. Love Oblivion and I love Skyrim.
You're Morrowind. You're Scottish.
Why is that a thing?
Just loads of Scottish people seem to have fell into a huge Morrowind hole.
I think I briefly played Morrowind on the original Xbox. I thought, oh, this is great, because it was all controller based. but the PC version, when I tried to play it, was all mouse and keyboard, which is fine, but I felt like it missed a trick. And as such, I just never really got back to it. I remember spending a good long time basically trying to upgrade the graphics and do like controller configs and stuff like for
classic PC gaming stuff.
Yeah. What's the point? Like, both Oblivion and Skyrim do it better already, and there's probably people right now who are raging, shouting at me, saying "boo," because it, you know, like, they think that Morrowind is the best game ever.
Yeah. Most Scottish people I know.
Most Scottish people, you know.
Yeah. There's a whole subgenre of memes which is Scottish Morrowind memes. He's not even a bit. It's true.
It's definitely not true.
It is. I'm looking at Morrowind memes right now. I bet they're Scottish.
Anyway,
you've got the Scottish memes, and I bet they're Morrowind.
I guarantee they're not. I'm not even gonna, like, where were you going with this point of questioning?
Elder Scrolls Online. Have you played it then? Have you played it now?
I have never played Elder Scrolls Online, nor have I had any real desire to. Even when it went free. Because it went free and then you said, oh, you need to buy the expansion.
I'm looking at a meme now. It's quite an old meme. It's one of the ones with the coloured background. And it's a... I don't think it's a nice meme. Anyway... The top text says, I love the Elder Scrolls. Skyrim is my favorite. And the bottom text is, what's Morrowind? And the picture is of a fake girl gamer, Richie.
Yeah.
It's you.
No. Why would it be me?
Because you're a fake girl gamer.
I never claim to like all the Elder Scrolls. I don't even play Elder Scrolls Online. I like I like Oblivion.
Oh, he admitted it.
I like Oblivion. Trying to hide it. And I like Skyrim.
Anyway, Elder Scrolls Online apparently was a real pig's ear when it first launched.
Yeah, I think that's why I just avoided it in general.
But now apparently it's really, really good.
Yeah, like, people talk about it quite fondly.
Yeah, they're still adding to it now.
Yeah. I know.
Why don't you play it?
I don't want to.
You should play it.
I've got enough games to play. I certainly don't need another MMO.
Look, just put it on your Steam playlist with all the other 2014 games. you probably got it on there anyway, right?
No, I don't.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounded very much like an old Amiga sound effect. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Chomp. Wow. Great.
Okay, so your Dragon game was the Dragon Age court game.
First court
was the Dragon Age Inquisition. Any other games that you wanted to discuss for 2014?
Yes.
That maybe don't need to begin with Dragon.
Yes.
Okay.
Readers of the podcast will know we're big Lego video game fans. Although it's been a while.
It has. And even the last one I didn't care about.
No, it was the big Star Wars one, wasn't it? Wow. Okay. Anyway, that year we had Lego Batman 3, which we talked about in the podcast before. Very good game.
Very good, yeah.
Good Batman. So they go to space, right?
Yep. And you get Duck Dodgers and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. And they shrink the cities. Very good.
And Adam West.
The Lego movie video game came out that year.
Oh god, that is remember.
Remember when we played it?
Yep, couldn't go up a ladder.
We had a whole weekend planned. Download it on the PC. Couldn't get up a ladder. It was quite buggy.
It was very, very buggy. Very disappointing. You could see, you could see it being forced out very quickly.
Yeah, and then we just went back to playing Lego Harry Potter and had the best time.
One day, Dildo.
It was like 3 years old at that point, but One day, Dildo. Well, that's all I really want to say about those.
Yep, absolutely.
Alien Isolation came out then, and that's one of the ones that's really thrown me.
Yeah, that really threw me as well, because this is on my list of games that I'll play that at some point.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been saying that obviously for the past 9 years.
Yeah, you have,
yeah. I'm mental.
You should play it. It's really fun. It's so good. So good.
Yeah. I really should, and I'd enjoy it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Although it is extremely hard and scary.
Hard and scary, yeah.
Yeah, but it's really good. That's all there is to say about that, really. And then we got Double Trouble in the form of Smash Bros. Wii U and Smash Bros. 3DS.
Ah!
Which... in my mind are the ones I kind of at least memories of. But I do remember, because I think the 3DS came out. One came out earlier, and then Wii U came out at the end of the year. And everyone was a bit disappointed. But yeah, the 3DS version was just amazing. They managed to squeeze Smash onto 3DS. And I liked... the games are different, I liked the special mode that you had on the 3DS, which was kind of like a, I guess, sort of like a roguelike.
A roguelike gacha game?
Well, you had like a set amount of time on this huge map to collect as many, you had to collect like skill items that would boost your speed and stuff like that, and then at the end you would have to fight a match. But yeah, it was a brilliant way of just playing around with it, and the match never made sense and would, you know, randomly be like, everyone's on 999%, so that'd be over in 2 seconds. But yeah, that was really good fun. But sadly didn't make it into the Wii U version
or the Switch version.
They complemented each other, and they had different levels as well. So the 3DS had a bunch of levels from handheld series, and the Wii U one had a bunch of levels from other ones until Smash Ultimate brought them together. Yeah.
Cool.
Not much to say about Smash, but it was a good time.
I don't think I owned it.
What?
Yeah, I think I just kind of... I missed... I never had a good experience with the Wii U at all, really.
We talked about this before.
Yeah. So I didn't own that many games for it, because it was buggy, it wasn't a good system.
I mean, no one did.
Yeah, and like that big, I think the most fun I had on the Wii U was the sports,
Lego Batman 3.
No, the Sports Island game. I think even Lego Batman 3 I played in the 360.
You played it on the Wii U and you lent me your copy.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I still have it.
I really did. There we go. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, there we go. Full circle.
Circle of life.
Okay, on that note, shall we call it a break time?
Break time. Welcome, everybody, to the middle of the podcast. It's the first half over. How was it?
It was awful, and you attacked me an awful lot.
How did I attack you?
You attacked me a lot. You kept on calling me like a Morrowind nerd, and
you were pretending to not be a Scottish, and then we got it out of you in the end. And then you claimed to be a Dragon Age nerd, but you hadn't played the best Dragon Age. Dragon Age.
Browser.
First corner, or whatever it's called. Now it's tradition around these parts in the middle of the podcast to ask each other a couple of questions from the video Ultimate Video Game Trivia. I have a pair of questions for you, Richie. Do you have a pair of questions for me?
I have a pair of questions for you, yes. Okay. You go first.
Now, there was an issue with the cards, I thought, but I think when we were browsing through these when we first opened them, we just got through loads of questions because I've got like 12 cards here and I have a feeling I've asked you all of them. So this is the first one that I think I haven't asked you, but actually maybe I have the second part. Question number one. A spin-off for the strategy game The Escapists was released in 2015 based on which comic series? If only it's 2014, can you imagine?
I know.
A spin-off of the strategy game The Escapists was released in 2015 based on which comic series?
Comic series?
Yeah.
See, it's like The Escapists, and I think there's like Escapists 2 Prisoners or something like that.
I've never heard of The Escapists. You're doing better than me.
Yeah, okay. I have not played it. But yeah. Based on which comic series? I'm going to say Watchmen.
Oh, it was not close at all. Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Okay. Yeah, that was popular back then. That makes sense.
I think in 2014, there were about... Was that the height of the Telltale Walking Dead games?
Yeah, before they all canned it in and... Before
they didn't change the engine for 5 years and everyone got a little bit sick of the stuttery.
Sick of everything. The format. The
format. The illusion of choice.
Yeah.
Stuttery graphics.
Okay, you ready? Are you prepped?
Yes.
Are you braced? Okay. Yeah. Annoyingly, I kind of wish this was my question.
Is it Morrowind?
No.
Is it?
You're such a bully. You're a bully.
Game and Go, Richie.
Right.
That'd be really specific if it was. Anyway, yeah.
Which five colors are used on the fret buttons of a Guitar Hero controller?
Oh, I don't know. Red, blue.
Yep.
Yellow.
Yep.
Green.
Yep. One more.
Orange.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good work.
I am a Guitar Hero. Which one was the furthest one away? The annoying one. Was it orange?
Orange. Yeah.
Yeah. Did I name them in order?
No.
Ah, boo. Second question.
Which feels
very familiar. Which dragon shout?
Fusroda.
Yeah. Didn't even have to say the rest.
No.
Name another dragon shout.
No.
The curtain drops. And there is no wizard. It's just Richie knowing one dragon song. Oh, he's more than me. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Right, you ready?
Yep.
We have an actual DS themed question here.
Yeah.
Which annoyingly is the answer, so it's not gonna happen. I'm such an idiot.
To Kirby 3.
Are you ready for this? Yeah. You're getting another question after this one, incidentally.
Okay.
For which console was Cooking Mama released? Oh, dear. Did it have a surtitle, by the way?
I mean, DS isn't even in that question, Richard. I think you gave the answer away.
Yeah, I really did.
Is it the Nintendo DS?
Yes, yes, it is. But you're getting another question. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the name of the green creature that the player must feed in the popular mobile game Cut the Rope?
3DS version of Cut the Rope came out in 2014.
What was the name of the green creature? Had to be.
Is that why you were cutting the rope?
I guess so.
I'm going to say Greebo.
It's Om Nom.
Om Nom. Alright. Okay. I can't believe there's actually a plot to cut the rope. I thought you were just cutting ropes.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely played it.
Yeah,
me and too. I just didn't really register that there was more to this game.
Maybe you skip the cutscene.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Okay. Well, on that unsuccessful break time, let's head back to the main podcast. And I believe you have a game that talks about steel.
I do. As there were many good video games in the year 2014, and I did not play many of them at all. But one game I really enjoyed was a long-awaited, I don't think many people awaited it, sequel to the Steel Diver games.
Steel Diver games, okay.
Yeah. And so I put a lot of time into Steel Diver Subwars on the 3DS.
Okay.
Originally, I think it was like a free-to-play game, and then I had so much fun that I bought the game. I don't think it's that expensive either.
Yeah, it's great. It's submarines. I remember you talking about submarines.
Yeah. I loved it. You could customize your sub.
Yeah.
You could dive. You could surface. You could fire torpedoes. You could use the ping. You know the ping.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great. You had customization options. The online is one of the few games that I enjoyed playing online.
Was that a versus online game?
Yeah, it was. You'd be arranged in two teams in an arena. You had to take out each other's subs. So as you can imagine, with submarine combat, it's kind of very clumsy, slowly turning.
Yeah.
You could kind of circle each other if you didn't get it correct. And then if, I think it was three on three. So if your teammates got knocked out, then everyone would just be watching the last one, you know, going to stealth mode and trying to take out the two subs. It's brilliant.
Excellent. Oh, that sounded fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And there was a... This is something from the DS era. There was a lot of Star Fox tie-ins for some strange reason. And this one you had the... whatever it's called. Star Fox Sub was one of the unlockables.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Any other tie-ins? Or what were the kind of custom options you could get in it?
Oh, loads. You could choose all kinds of colour bits. And then on the story mode, hidden around various levels were survivors. So there'd be these tiny little guys on a rubber ring. And when you unlock them, you unlocked crew members for your sub. So you could change your crew members to, adjust your speed and give you other perks. And I think that's also... Oh no, I think if you did levels with a particular speed, you would unlock like camouflage patterns and colour patterns. Yeah.
Nice.
Very good game.
That sounds like a fun little thing to get lost in on a handheld.
It was, yeah.
Why haven't they made a mobile version of it?
I don't know, because you put your headphones on it.
And oh, yeah. Imagine you get the boing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was cool. And you may remember that the Steel Diver sub was a handgun in Smash Brothers.
Ah.
And I believe it still is. So it's that gun you pick up, which kind of fires slow torpedoes that go across the screen. That is the Steel Diver sub.
Nice. Okay, a little nod to a game that not many people will know of.
No, I think people are more familiar with the Smash gun, just thinking it was a random submarine, than they are the 3DS game.
Yeah.
Did you play the original Steel Diver?
No, I've never played a submarine game in my life.
That's a good pull. Not one.
Not that I'm aware of. That's a big claim, I suppose. I can't even think of a game which has a submarine in it that I may have played.
No.
Or even like a cameo, you know.
Resident Evil 6. Large portion of Resident Evil 6 is a submarine. You've obviously not played that because you can't get past 4.
Nope. I can't get past 5. That one time that I wanted to play it.
There you go. No, I'm not thinking of a lot of that. It must have been a James Bond set in a submarine.
Definitely. One of the Golden Eyes levels must have had a submarine.
There must have been a James Bond. Oh, one of the Golden Eyes.
Yeah, no, one of the Golden Eye levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a sub, or you get on a sub. Guarantee it.
A sub. Oh, you get on a sub in Pokemon, maybe?
We need to move on, because this podcast is not submarines and games.
That should have been the S. Should have been submarine.
Yeah, it should have.
Maybe next week's podcast will be submarines and games.
There we go.
Some heavy hitters that came out in 2014 we've not mentioned.
Okay.
Mario Kart 8.
Yes, I was going to mention that one as well. I mean, that's a huge one. We're pretty much still playing Mario Kart 8 as well.
Still releasing content? We've still got tracks to come?
It's 8 Deluxe. So the 8 came out on the Wii U. And then 8 Deluxe came out on the Switch. And you had to buy everything again.
I think just 8 came out on the Wii U. Then there was the DLC.
Yeah.
With the Animal Crossing.
And Link.
Yeah. And then, DX. Good times. That's some good times in America, eh?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a good game. I don't think there's much more we could just say.
No. Solid.
Yeah.
PT. Did you play PT? No, you didn't play PT.
PT? What?
PT. You know PT. PT.
No.
PT.
No.
PT.
Does it stand for something?
I don't think it does. It was viral when it came out, because it was like a concept for a scary game.
It's kind of the Silent Hill.
Kojima doing Silent Hill, maybe.
But
it only got released as that downloadable short thing you could play.
Yes, I do. I do remember that, yes.
And then it never went anywhere. And so now, if you kind of have... And then it got taken down. So if you have PT on your PlayStation 4...
Yeah.
In theory, you can set it on eBay, because that's the only way you can play PT.
Yep.
Playable teaser is what it's good for.
Okay. Yeah, no, that completely just sort of got out of my head. So it was Kojima and Guillermo del Toro got together. Yeah, that's good shit, man.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was so limited. You just went and kept going down this one corridor. And things changed, and little things happen. A phone rings, the radio goes off.
It's like Layers of Fear.
You hear babies crying.
Yeah.
Body falls down. And then, yeah, it just even though you're doing the same thing, it gives you the chills. Almost as bad as that fucking baby from Resident Evil Village.
Updating how you're doing with Resident Evil Village?
I've not even turned it on. That's how bad it is.
Okay, good.
I have played my PlayStation since. But anyway, so even though it was never released, it was free to play. It was a huge influencer on a whole genre of horror after that.
Yeah.
I mean, it did take a lot of inspiration from... what do you call those little... Are they demo games?
What do you mean?
Like, there'd be loads of freeware. Like, little games, and there'd all be these ridiculous horror games.
Oh, the creepypasta things. Yeah.
They obviously took a lot of inspiration from some of those, but it subsequently inspired them, including, I think... Resident Evil 7. The first house you start in. When you get there, then we can talk about it.
Okay.
the first house you start in has a lot of PT vibes, as does the initial demo. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hugely uncomfortable, physiologically uncomfortable game to play.
On a brighter note, and moving away from the scary, another game that came out that I thoroughly enjoyed that year was South Park Stick of Truth.
I think you might have even written a blog post about it.
I think I did, yeah. It was a very good RPG. And if you like South Park in any way, it was so beautifully animated, and it captured everything that you could want about a South Park series. Have you watched any of the recent series or anything like that of South Park? You don't like
No, I've not watched South Park for like a decade. Obviously there's been clips that have gone viral, which I've seen, but I've not sat down and watched a South Park episode.
Because they did
probably since before 2014, to be honest.
Yeah, like, the lead up to COVID, each season had really cool arcs. So the introduction of PC Principal, so a principal that's all about being super woke and stuff like that. But also during COVID, they did nothing but specials around and what was happening with COVID and how everybody was wearing face masks like chin diapers. And things like that. It was all those episodes just got turned into sort of like hour-long movies, and they all sort of like followed on from each other, and one was coming out every sort of 6 months, which was really cool because that's how they just had to do it during COVID, because obviously you couldn't get in a room together and all that. South Park was... I still rate South Park very, very highly. It was fun, and the game that they went and made the Stick of Truth, it's just basically sort of kind of making the fun of some of the episodes they made. They took some of the jokes and plot directly from those episodes, but also they've turned it into like a D&D style RPG, but with each one of those characters, and you got a choice to like go as a mage or go as stupid other characters and things like that. And there's just so much of that South Park humor in there. I thoroughly enjoyed that game. I think it would still stand the test of time today. The sequel, just as good. And it sort of... it takes on the Marvel side of things. So it's all about superheroes and things like that. So all of the turn-based combat is around superheroes and stuff like that. South Park, Stick of Truth, fantastic game. I think I, like... bought that on release and very happily played that through that from start to finish.
Good rec. I think because it's set in that South Park style, it's probably gonna only age gracefully.
I would say that it's definitely gonna stand the test of time. If you haven't played it, play it. It's 9 years old, but I'd still recommend it. Did you have anything else you wanted to bring up?
Two games I want to bring up.
Okay.
One of which, as I was scrolling down the list of games I played on two formats, is Squid's Odyssey.
Okay. What is Squid's Odyssey?
Awful game.
Okay.
Awful game. You,
You played it because it had squids in it.
Yeah. And then I downloaded it again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The 3DS version, I think it's better portable. It's just a great time killer. You essentially pull the arms and tentacles of various squids and then kind of launch them around a level. So it's quite yeah. fun.
Oh, and you also had Octodad as well to follow on the mollusk theme.
Yeah, yeah, Octodad, which was started off as like one of those games with a cult following and is now on literally everything. It's still good fun if you've not played Octodad.
It's just Quop.
Quop in a 3D arena with some silly missions. So if you're not aware, readers, you have to play as Octodad, an octopus... masquerading as a suburban dad. through poor coordination, you have to kind of not give up the jig that you are in fact an octopus in a suit. And it's quite funny, and because you're not very coordinated and because your arms stick to everything, you just end up trashing.
And it's just non-stop hilarity. Yeah,
an aquarium. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a good game to pop on if you're not too sure. And then the other game I thought I'd mention was NES Remix.
Oh, okay, yeah, this was the... I didn't believe it was a game. I just thought NES Remix was just a thing people did.
Yeah, well, I think it was at the time when NES Remix came out, and then NES Remix 2, I think, came out in 2014, and then there was a pack for the both of them. But after so many decades of people remixing... all of indie games at some point was remixing some kind of Nintendo mix of Zelda, Mario and Metroid. They released their own one, and NES Remix, NES Remix 2. NES Remix was not the best because they weren't too creative with it. It was essentially doing lots of mini NES challenges with three levels of difficulties. Collect X many coins or get how many Goombas. But NES Remix 2 played more on the remix element, so you would be playing as that guy from Balloon Fight in on a Metroid level, or you know, running around as a mini Link on a Mario level. That's fun. I still haven't played much of NES Remix 2 because I haven't finished NES Remix 1, but which brings us around to what you were saying earlier about, you know, oh yeah, that's a newish game, I'm gonna get to it sometime soon. 9 years later.
Yeah, 9 years later.
Yeah, looking forward to getting my teeth into NES Remix 2. Mama Wii U.
Wow.
Any other honourable mentions from you, sir?
A couple of honourable mentions. GTA 5 kept coming up. Now, GTA 5...
One of the biggest games of the year we not mentioned.
Well, no, yeah. It came out in 2013.
Okay.
But...
what happened? Did it come to PC or something? Or?
No, it came out on 360 and then it came out on Xbox One. But with Xbox One, it came with some extra functionality and extra stuff, including the first person mode and first person driving, which I think a lot of people wondered why they even did that. But yeah, that's just a little bit of trivia. Like, GTA 5 came out for next gen at that point. And it added some extra functionality.
GTA 5 is great. In my mind, I was thinking it's the boring one in New York, but it's not. It's the good one.
Yeah, no, GTA 5 is the good one, definitely. Mm. It is... I couldn't go back and play it anymore. Like, I enjoyed playing through the plot from start to finish. Couldn't be bothered with crazy collectibles. I had fun... finding things and doing the usual ragdoll physics stuff like that, but everything that I see of GTA is like this massive play park of online gang warfare and like DeLoreans flying through Hot Wheels loops. I was just like, I don't remember this game. But yeah, like, okay, it's gone a bit nuts, and that's why I was just like, I don't think I could even step into it. I remember playing GTA 5 multiplayer like once, and I think I got out of a car on a bridge and poof, I was just dead from a sniper miles and miles away.
Yeah, there's a community you don't hear much from in the same way you do other big online communities. But there's a dedicated GTA online community, especially since GTA Online came out. My brother played a lot of GTA Online, and just some of the stuff possible in that game, you know, some of the stories he's got, you know, about a heist, or you know, they've all got helicopters or tried to do it's just absolutely fantastic. And I think if it's the game that kind of really spoke to you, you've just been playing that since 2014, and they just keep adding to it.
Yeah, no, and I feel like, but that's the thing. It's like I've come so far away from what I know as GTA 5 that it's just kind of like, I'm done. I don't need to come back to this game. I think I got it for free in a Steam sale once, and I was like, oh, right, there's GTA 5. I could play that. Not gonna, you know, like, what's the point, you know?
I don't think I finished that one. I think that's, yeah, it's such a stupid complaint. It's too big. It was just too much. It was just too big. And then you'd jump from one character to another, and you'd be like, I'm hunting in the desert on an ATV.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I have to go all the way across. Our kids spend money on a taxi. No, I'll drive there. And then 3 days later, you get to...
Yeah, but you've come across, like, things that have happened. Like, there was live event, or not live, but events that were happening whilst you were driving there and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't know. I rate that one quite highly. I'll wait for GTA 6, but I only want to play it for the story. Do not care about any online multiplayer DeLoreans and stuff like that.
Yeah, and so that's gonna be really interesting to see.
Yeah.
How GTA 6 can be different enough from the years of good service that people have had from GTA Online.
Yep.
Because I guess the story is a big part of that, but they've got to have something else, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, set it elsewhere. You know, they had GTA London before. Do it. You know, do it like somewhere else. GTA Paris. Do, you know, that's an easy one to fix.
GTA Morrowind.
GTA... Yeah, I'm not going to go down this line.
Spaceland.
GTA in space, GTA in the Wild West. Call it Red Dead Redemption or something. I don't know.
GTA in submarines.
Oh my god, GTA in a submarine. Grand Theft Submarine.
It's not a world where you are all in submarines. The world is one submarine. Really small. Only 5 people can play at once.
And you've all got integral roles.
Yeah, it's all about making sure the water purifier is working and...
The air is recycling at the right...
Yeah. That's why they were so annoyed when that leak happened, because... They're giving away the submarine-based gameplay.
I do have one other last honourable mention.
Yeah, is it Bayonetta 2?
No, it came out on the Wii U. Again, that was the one that killed my Wii U, and therefore I feel a little bit bad about it. No, it is Akihabara Strip.
Yeah, not quite punching on the same level as GTA or Bayonetta, but yeah, sure.
Akihabara Strip. Fantastic fan service game where you have to kill vampires by exposing them to daylight, and you expose them to daylight by hitting them till their clothes fall off.
Jesus. Every year you find one of these games.
But yeah, it's it fun, good combat. Good game. And also the recreation of Akihabara Strippers, or Akihabara, is apparently very, very good.
Is Akiba's trip.
Yeah. But it's also a pun.
Akiba's trip.
Akibara's.
There's no bar
trip.
There.
What? Is it? Okay, well then I've just misread it every single time. But it is a recreation of Akihabara, isn't it?
I've not played it, weirdly.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a recreation of the Japanese town Akihabara.
Listen, I've been to Akihabara.
Yeah.
And I did not see...
It's even down to the sponsoring of the shops included.
Looks like a
gorilla curry and stuff like that.
Boy dressed like a frog?
Yeah, you can wear lots of different outfits.
Exposing a woman's underwear? That did not happen.
But canon. Like even down to like the shop fronts, they copied them. So anyway, a fun game, and again you're bullying me.
I'm not bullying you. It's not bullying you if you're being a dirty perv.
Anyway, on that note, did you have anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, I'm just looking at screenshots in this fucking game. Jesus.
Dirty perv.
This looks horrible. It's like people are beating women up in their underwear.
It's guys. And you can play as a woman.
So. There's guys who are in the background. Oh no, there's a man in some jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever play the guy level?
You don't get a choice who you fight against. They're vampires.
Very inclusive.
Yeah.
Great. Well, there we go. Readers, that's 2014 in review. We didn't talk about Dark Souls because we don't really like that series of games.
Absolutely not. That guy's a maniac.
Why'd he bite me?